27 goals on the year, 48 assists, totaling 75 points, and arguably part of one of the best lines in the entire NHL, along with William Karlsson and Riley Smith. And he joins us now with the Vegas Golden Knights, Jonathan Marchessault. How you doing, Jonathan?
Hey, I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, man. Put into words what this journey has been like for you since day one, when you actually knew that you were coming to Vegas and that you actually knew that you were going to become a Vegas Golden Knight.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a journey. We all started in the same environment. We were all in the same position from other teams, and it was kind of weird getting there. And but we got all, everybody there got there with the attitude that we wanted to be a tight team, and we wanted to be part of something special, and we definitely built something special here.
You know, you're the epitome of, or the poster guy for this team. You were undrafted. You've been through three organizations before this, and then in January you signed a six-year, $30 million deal with the Vegas Golden Knights, and that should show you how much that George McPhee appreciates you, what he thinks of you, and wants you to be a staple of this team for years to come. How does that make you feel, considering you really never had that type of commitment from any of the other organizations that you were in previous before you came here, Columbus, Tampa Bay, or even Florida?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, I was really happy when my agent and George was able to, and I was able to find a good deal for both sides. And, I think I was really happy to be here because we started something. We're starting a new franchise, and we're showing that we don't need any superstars on our team. We just want to play the right way. And, I never got the opportunity to be able to play a lot of minutes. And last year was definitely in the right direction, but this year was able to step it up and be better and show that I can be a top line guy for a couple of years for sure.
You know, a lot of us in the media watching you guys play during the course of this regular season now and through the playoffs, and we always say, hey, these guys must have had a chip on their shoulder. They felt that maybe they were all kind of cast off a little bit. Give it to us straight. I mean, when you guys first got together and went through training camp and then started the season, did you guys come together, or was that a message from Gerard Gallant that said, hey, listen, it's us against the world mentality? Did you guys actually have that and feed off of that, or is that something that just is kind of talked about amongst people here in Vegas, fans, and throughout the league, or is that a real thing?
We came in training camp, and Gerard Gallant, one of the first things he said at training camp was just, make sure you have fun. And I mean, that's not necessarily common in the world of hockey that your coach tells you, make sure you have fun. So, I mean, I just took a lot of weight off everybody's shoulder. We just went out there, wanted to have fun and play the right way. And I mean, like, look where we are. I think we're all doing pretty good.
Jonathan Marchessault joining us here. 27 goals, 48 assists. Fantastic year for the Vegas Golden Knights. You spent 3 years in the Tampa Bay Lightning organization and actually played in the playoffs with them back in 2015. How much would you like to face them in the finals?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely like it. A lot of friends are still there, and would definitely be weird a little bit. Yeah, so, I mean, when you play them in the season, it's always weird. But when you step on the ice, I mean, everybody knows that you got to be business as usual. And you want to play the right way against your old teammates. But, I mean, against a Stanley Cup Finals, yes, it would be definitely a great challenge because they're one of the best teams in the league. And but it's I think it's nothing what the Golden Knights cannot take care of.
So what is the reason that you think that this team has been so successful? And even throw yourself in the mix there. I mean, having the great year, putting up these kind of numbers, is it just getting a chance to play? Is a lot of it have to do with the guys you're teamed with? But talk about, why is this team so successful?
It's for everybody. I think this is the chance to play. I mean, we were all in positions that we weren't necessarily part of the core group of the other organization where we are, and we think as a hockey player you always want that, and we all came in and we want to be part of something, and it was, everybody was happy to get a chance to play in the NHL organization that wanted you. And I mean we're part of that, and I think everybody's really happy. He always comes to the rink, and
A big part of it is their coach gives us kind of confidence to make plays and play in our style of game, each individual. And I mean, it's just been awesome. It's been pretty fun, actually. Everybody wants to, like, last night we went to Ario or most of the guys on the team, and it's everybody wants to be part of the Golden Knights Fever, and it was definitely really fun.
So I know you're a serious competitor on the ice. There's no doubt about it. From what I'm hearing, you're a pretty serious competitor in the locker room as well. So tell us a little bit about your pre-practice ritual in your basketball games with Lucas Spezza. I hear that they're pretty serious here, and the reports that I'm getting is that Spezza's kind of taking it to you a little bit.
What?
Yeah. See, I'm getting bad information, right? So go ahead, straighten it out here.
I guess you really got some bad information because Lucas Spezza, not even in my league when it comes to basketball. So I just wanted to put that clear, and now everybody knows that I'm way better. I would say he probably wins one every 4 or 5 games.
Is that
so
right?
I guess, yeah.
So what's your strength? I mean, you know, you got the speed. You're only 5'9", though. I mean, you got the jumper or you got the moves? What's the deal? Your handles?
It's just my shot is I don't know what to say. It's just that release is unbelievable.
So what's Spezza's weak part of his game?
It's consistency. I mean, he doesn't show up every time, and his shots go right, left. Like, he has no consistency. So, I mean, it's just it's sad, but, I mean, it's you can't be good at everything, you know?
So if you're the best basketball player on that team, who would be the second best?
I would say, but we're playing mini basketball. It's like a mini basketball.
Right.
In the training room, I would say Eakin's pretty good. That's about it.
Does Fleury know what a basketball is?
Fleury, I don't know. He doesn't. I don't know what he's doing when he comes to the rink. He always looks in a rush, though.
Oh, too funny. Jonathan, hey, we appreciate the time. Good luck in Winnipeg. We'll look forward to seeing you for games 3 and 4, and you guys are back here at T-Mobile Arena. But a fantastic year. I'm glad that you found yourself a home here in Las Vegas, and I know Golden Knights fans are very happy that, you know, you're playing with this team and representing them very, very well.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.